ladies and gentlemen, fail this reporter as Prince Claudius, our former ambassador to Spain, is now escorted from the Norwegian frigate which has delivered him safely home to Elsinore. Smiling, the prince makes his careful way down the gangplank. No mistaking that smile, eh, ladies? As the jubilant crowds gathered here at the port excitedly demonstrate their love and appreciation for a much-missed royal.
Highness! Your Highness!
Claudius Polonius! On behalf of the King and Denmark, we give thanks for your safe return.
Up, Polonius, please.
Thank you, Highness.
I can't tell you how relieved I am to see you, old friend.
You're all right. You're not hurt. They treated you well.
Mrs. Helgeland and the rest of the Norwegians have been exemplary hosts. Barely thought of them as my captors at all.
Good, good. That's very good. I'm just so very glad to see you.
And I, you, dear Polonius, I, you. But where's the king?
Awaits you at Elsinore.
And Yorick?
Yorick?
He was taken off the boat before me.
Yorick was on the boat with you? Yorick the clown?
Then you had no idea.
No idea about what?
I'm to be taken there now, I assume, to see the king.
Your brother Hamlet has come down very hard on all dissent. We must be careful, Claudius, very careful. You especially.
If you'll forgive me interrupting, gentlemen.
Of course, Major Olsen.
Prince Claudius.
Major.
A delight and an honor to see you safely home with us once again.
That's very formal of you, old man.
The car's this way.
The car?
To take you for your debriefing.
This is most irregular, Major.
Orders of the king, Lord Chancellor.
Lead the way, Major.
You men there, clear a path. Clear a pathway.
We shall see each other very soon, Highness. Very soon.
Fisherman's cap pushed back jauntily on his brow, Prince Claudius climbs into the Daimler, waiting to whisk him away to comfort and safety.
Pastry?
No. Thank you.
Well, they deliver it fresh each morning.
That's good to hear.
Delightful little bakery. Expanded now, of course. Ever since the order from Elsinore became a permanent fixture.
What?
Food order, you understand. Not order order. It's not all you do this or you do that. Not at Elsinore. Baker's very patriotic, true. Loves the king. Our King Hamlet. Forget his name, the owner. You don't know it, do you?
The baker who made these pastries?
Yes, Ambassador.
No.
Uncle.
Uncle.
As in your Dutch uncle, only I'm Danish. I'm your Danish uncle.
Glad you cleared that up for me.
And what did you clear up for the Norwegians?
Sorry?
They must have been curious as to what you were doing, bobbing about in the middle of the North Sea in a Spanish fishing boat. I know I would. I know I would have been curious.
Where's Yorick?
Yorick.
I was with Yorick when they hauled us both out of that Spanish fishing boat.
Let's just talk about the Norwegians for now.
But I'd like to talk about Yorick.
What did you tell them? The Norwegians?
First, you give me an assurance that Yorick is safe.
You're asking me to give you an assurance?
Yes.
Well, that's funny, isn't it? Given the fact it's you who should be assuring Denmark.
Assuring Denmark of what?
That you're not a bloody traitor who should be taken out of this room and shot down dead like the treasonous streak of piss you are, Ambassador. Now let's start again, shall we? What did you talk to the Norwegians about?
Major Olsen. Major Olsen!
A moment, please, Chancellor. And...
shot.
Thank you. Not often we see you on the ranges, Lord Chancellor. Nothing's the matter, I hope.
I think you know very well what the matter is.
Ruffled feathers. I'm sensing ruffled feathers.
Where, exactly where, is Prince Claudius being held?
Everything going smoothly with the Norwegian ambassador, I trust, Mrs. Helgeland.
What?
Fine woman, Helgeland. Sympathetic to the Danish position, too, I understand. But, of course, you'd know more about that than I'd imagine.
What kind of you to say so, Major? So?
We err on the side of caution, the king and I.
The king and you?
Surely we cannot be criticized for that.
Prince Claudius isn't some backstreet traitor. He's the first in line to the throne of Denmark.
No, he isn't. And yes, he is. Now, is there anything else you wanted to talk about, Chancellor?
But you're well looked after.
Oh, Grandfather.
I have a right to ask, Beatrix.
Actually, you don't. But yes.
Yes?
Yes. I love my husband, and he loves and looks after me very well. Now, if there is nothing else...
What exactly is it you do here in this office?
I assist with my husband's private correspondence.
Polonius trusts you with his correspondence?
Yes, he does. As long as it's not classified.
The Chancellor of Denmark.
Oh, what do you want, Grandfather?
Horses.
Horses?
I've never seen finer. The owner owns one of the collective farms over there in Sweden. Ulrich Krabb.
Ulrich Krabb?
He's a ghastly fella. He turns my stomach just to be in the same room as him, but... if you could see these horses he's bred, then you'd understand.
What would I understand?
Why, he wants to give them to the king.
Oh, he's making a gift of his horses?
In exchange for a meeting with his sovereign majesty, which is why I've come all the way here to Elsinore to talk to Polonius.
About?
About arranging a meeting.
Well, don't shout at me.
I'm not.
Oh, aren't you? And what's any of this got to do with you, anyway?
Because... after that debacle at my estate, which saw you married and me disgraced... I now need to continuously prove my loyalty to King Hamlet, don't I?
I'm sure that's not the case.
That I shared your youthful optimism, Beatrix. But unfortunately, I'm not 18 years old. Now, are you going to help me bring these horses to the king's attention? Or aren't you?
Believe me, Uncle, I would tell you more if I knew any more.
That's just it, Ambassador. You do know more. Much more.
Well, then perhaps you should tell me what you think I talked to the Norwegians about.
With pleasure. I think you talked about your dissatisfaction with King Hamlet. I think you talked about your unease about the direction of Denmark's colonization of the Swedish territories. I think you talked about the enslavement policy. And worst of all, I think you talked about how best to undermine Danish influence in Sweden. That's what I think you talked about. That's what I know you talked about.
Actually, I talked about the Citadel.
Oh, yes, your miraculous escape from the clutches of the pirate Captain True.
Miraculous is the word.
Is it? Really? Because I'm not sure it's the word I would use, miraculous.
I'm sure not.
The word I would use is fortunate. And it wasn't an escape, was it? Not really. A ransom was paid and you were free.
Then how do you explain Yorick's presence at the Citadel?
Well, now I was hoping you could clear that up for me, Ambassador.
He's still alive, isn't he? Yorick?
As far as I know.
As far as you know? What does that mean, as far as you know?
This isn't a conversation we're having here. You understand that, don't you? This isn't a bit of chat.
What I understand is that my brother, the king, sent no ransom to the Citadel. What he did send in its place was Yorick.
So you're now accusing the king of effectively trying to murder you? Is that what you're saying?
Thank you, Uncle. That will be all.
Major Olsen.
Touched a nerve, did I?
Apologies for that, Your Highness.
There all the time, were you? Behind the glass, eating pastries.
Not all the time, and I don't like pastries. Oh, and I apologise for his abrasiveness, Uncle.
Then I passed the test.
What test was that?
And Yorick?
What about him?
He's alive?
Yes, he's alive and well and where he's always been, at home, enjoying his retirement.
Where he's always been? Can I see him?
And why on earth would a prince of Denmark want to do that?
Maybe I want to see him back where he rightfully belongs, right at the top of Danish show business.
Glad to see you've not lost that winning sense of humour, Your Highness, but I think it's best we both leave him in peace. After all, it really would be a senseless tragedy if something awful were to befall him suddenly. If he should stumble and slip off his balcony, for instance, or if he were to be run down by a speeding car or electrocute himself in the bathtub, or... well, I'm sure you don't need me to carry on.
You know, you've come a long way, Major, in the short time I've been gone. You really have.
I live to serve the Royal House of Denmark.
Warts and all.
Horses.
What?
You have, let me see, a 4:30 appointment with the Chancellor and some horses, I understand.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Managing my diary now.
Just until you're back on your feet.
Crabb. Ulrich Crabb.
An honour, sir.
The honour is all mine, I do assure you, Your Highness. Why, to meet you, to be in your presence, that is more than a humble sheep and pig farmer could ever have...
Mr. Crabb's family run a large collective farm. Isn't that right, Mr. Crabb?
And this farm is in Sweden, I understand.
I think I understand the implication of your question, Your Highness.
And what implication would that be, Mr. Crabb?
That we mistreat our employees. Well, let me at once assure you that all of my workers are more than adequately housed, fed, and paid. You won't find me implicated with any of the abuses so many of my fellow landowners and farmers are accused of.
I'm sure you are very ably proving the rule.
Perhaps Your Highness would like to take a closer look at Mr. Crabb's horses.
Mm. Oh, they're certainly very impressive, aren't they, Chancellor?
I was somewhat sceptical at first. But when Lord Anders introduced me to Mr. Crabb here and I saw the quality of his animals, I was very quickly convinced that they would indeed make an excellent gift for His Sovereign Majesty.
And to hear you say those words, Lord Chancellor, well, I can't tell you what that means to me. I really can't. And I'm indebted to Lord Anders, too.
Shame he can't be here today. Anders.
Well, he is not as you, is he? Not anymore.
Sorry?
Well, after what happened at his estate, the King having to reprimand him and the other warlords... All very unpleasant, I understand.
And not a little disturbing that you should be talking about it. Now is the time to build bridges, Mr. Crabb. And these horses of yours will go a long way to doing just that. Won't they, Your Highness?
Any recommendation from Chancellor Polonius is good enough for me. Oh, she's a beauty, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Aren't you, girl? Aren't you?
You know, I'd love to see her run.
It would be my pleasure, Your Highness.
Curious chap, this Ulrich Crabb.
He is, isn't he?
But those horses...
Are first class, are they not? Fit for a king.
Meaning?
Meaning that when Lord Anders brought these horses to my attention, I think he wanted me to inform the king about them. But then, as I pondered further on it, I wondered if it wouldn't be more fitting if it were you that made him aware of them. And their proud owner, of course.
That's very considerate of you, Polonius.
Never hurts to please the king.
No, no.
Especially after all the changes of the last few months.
Ah, yes, the changes. Anders, all right?
He's been somewhat ostracized from court these last few months. But the horses should go some way to see him rehabilitated.
And you married to his granddaughter as well.
An unexpected happiness.
Oh, then you're happy. You're both happy.
Beatrix has seen my life begin again.
Goodness, old man, I don't know what to say.
Your focus should be on these horses, sir.
Huh. Something to rehabilitate me too, you mean? Whoa, whoa. They are beautiful horses.
They are indeed.
Just how bad has it been at Elsinore, Polonius?
Oh, pretty bad. Terrible, in fact. Your brother's out of control, I fear.
Hello!
Ah, very fine horsemanship, I must say, Mr. Crabb. What does out of control mean?
War with Norway would be a disaster.
And is that possible?
It is, without any real compromise on our part.
Then Hamlet is prepared to make no concessions over Sweden?
Well, he says he is, but I see no sign of it.
And the Norwegian ambassador?
Mrs. Helgeland knows that we are dragging our feet in the negotiation.
I see.
I'm glad they didn't hurt you, though. Wherever they took you.
The Norwegians?
Us.
Questioned me relentlessly, and then I was released. Major Olsen wants to show me my new apartments personally this afternoon.
Be very wary of Olsen. He's the king's man from the peak of his hat to the jack of his boots.
As I'm quickly realizing.
And Yorick?
Sorry.
You asked me about him at the port.
Did I? I don't think I did. You must have misheard.
Claudius?
You must have misheard.
I see.
Ah, well done, Mr. Crabb. Excellent horsemanship.
So, Your Highness, what do you think of my horses?
I think them fit for a king.
apartments will meet, I hope, with your approval, Majesty.
I'm sure that they will suit me very well.
And we thought you could do the interview from this room.
The interview?
The interview on the wireless. Weren't you told?
Obviously not.
Why, you're a national hero, Majesty. The public can't wait to hear from you. And I took the liberty of transferring all your effects from your old rooms to these. I hope you don't mind.
And the King?
Sorry?
Am I not to be granted an audience?
Why, the King wants to see you right away. Very keen, I understand, to hear all about those horses.
Actually, I'd be happier if everything were moved out and...
And?
I don't know. Destroyed. Given away.
But then you would have nothing.
Precisely.
Beatrix?
In the study.
Hello, my love. Well, that all looks a touch forbidding.
Straightforward correspondence, all very standard.
Ambassador Claudius went out to see the horses Lord Anders recommended.
Oh, and did he like them?
Well, whatever a person might think of Mr. Crabbe, his horses are magnificent. Can you see in here? It's very dark.
Perfectly well.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, just move what? This... Damn!
Claudius!
There's not enough light in here. I shall send for some more.
What?
And we should move. We should move that desk closer to the light.
Not the desk. It's fine where it is.
Why does that have to be any kind of an issue, Beatrix, when it's clearly just a matter of common sense?
Polonius.
Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Polonius! Oh, my husband!
I slipped. I shouldn't have slipped. Clumsy. Clumsy of me.
Did something happen? What's wrong?
Elsinore. Elsinore is what's wrong. Oh. It will finish us, you know.
Please, let me go and fetch someone.
Oh, whoever that is, get rid of them.
Of course.
I hope you don't mind my trouble. Polonius.
Lord Anders. How lovely.
Claudius. Hamlet. To see you there.
To see you there.
At long last, eh?
At long, long last.
Sit. Oh, stand. Do as you please.
I'll stand.
Then now, sit.
You've, made some changes to this room.
I have.
The Danish flag's on the wall.
Never hurts to take pride in one's country and one's empire.
Anyone would think we had something to prove.
Or that one had something to be very proud of.
And yet still, the Norwegian blockade persists.
One has every faith in our Chancellor and his diplomatic team.
Some compromise will have to be reached.
And some compromise is going to be reached.
So we loosen our grip on Sweden? You'd agree to that?
What we do, brother, is create a neutral zone in the north which the Norwegians can have some access to and from where they can monitor what they refer to as the living conditions.
That sounds like a compromise to me.
Spain's loss of an ambassador is obviously our negotiating gain, eh?
I could be involved in the negotiations.
How best you find your feet first, brother, after all that you've been through.
As you think best, Sovereign Majesty.
Now, let's not talk about gloomy old politics.
Polonius married.
Yes, Polonius married. It's a marvellous day.
Sad to have missed it.
You were missed.
Busy old time you've been having, I understand. Since I've been away.
Oh. We've had our ups and downs.
The Norwegians told me about the coup.
What coup?
At Lord Anders' house. Forcing the old warlords to swear their allegiance. Papa couldn't have done it better.
Well, you mustn't be too disappointed you weren't there, Claudius.
At the coup?
At the wedding. And let's stop calling it that, shall we?
A wedding?
A coup.
Oh. And I'm not disappointed. Surprised, perhaps, but not disappointed.
I never thought I'd see him married again. Polonius. Not after Lena.
No.
What an old goat, though.
Beg pardon?
To have bagged such a beauty as young Beatrix.
Soon as I saw her, I knew she was the one for him.
Soon as you saw her?
I may have placed an arrow in fair Cupid's bow, nothing more.
Oh?
Oh, yeah.
Lord Anders' granddaughter, I understand.
Lovely girl.
I'm sure Lord Anders wasn't expecting to see her married to a man 30 years her senior.
The face, brother. Honestly.
I'm sure you did as you thought was right.
You've not had a chance to see them yet, I assume.
I saw Polonius this afternoon.
Oh, of course you did. Of course you did. How were those horses? Worth seeing?
No, no. There's nothing wrong, other than these long days.
That's absolutely right.
Here, drink this, love.
Oh, you look like death, old man.
Grandfather!
Even chancellors may be permitted to feel poorly, Anders.
Well, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I really had to know
how the meeting went with the ambassador and your friend Ulrich Krab.
Yes.
Very well, as far as I could tell.
And will he speak to the king about the horses? Ambassador Claudius.
Said he would. Now, if there's nothing else, I'd like to get some rest. Beatrix.
Up we get, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And your negotiations with the Norwegians, the blockade?
Are not something I can discuss with you, as well you know.
Tell me we're avoiding war with Norway.
Let's not get carried away and lose our heads, old man.
You know that he's going to destroy us, don't you? The king. If he carries on like this.
Good night, Anders. And perhaps in future you will do me and my wife the courtesy of remembering who we are and what my position is here.
Polonius is right, Grandfather.
My apologies.
Without discretion, we are lost, Anders. You understand? Lost. Especially in Elsinore.
Vodka, Claudius. Sent to me by the King of Poland himself.
Prestigious.
It is, very. Prestigious and delicious.
Sooner keep a clear head.
Clear head.
Skål. Sovereign Majesty.
Nice to hear you say that, brother.
And what would we be toasting?
We'd be toasting you.
My long life and happiness, you mean?
Exactly. God's sake.
Sorry? The silly chit-chat, brother. Can we drop it? Because if you've things to ask me, I'd sooner you went ahead and asked them because...
Claudius...
Because Yorick was whisked away as soon as we arrived at Elsinore, and the Norwegians are threatening all-out war over Sweden, so I think it may be high time for some plain speaking.
High time for plain speaking, eh?
It would be appreciated.
They confirmed that, did they? The Norwegians, while you were in their custody? All-out war?
One detected a certain steeliness of resolve in their manner.
But you weren't harmed. You were treated well.
More respectfully than at the Citadel, you mean?
The ransom money Captain True demanded was sent, Claudius. Every penny.
But, strangely, only Yorick arrived.
No, Yorick did not arrive.
Oh, for goodness
sake. Well, if Yorick arrived, why didn't Captain True kill you?
Disappointed he didn't?
Curious as to what occurred. Very.
Well, I killed him. Him and all his fellow pirates.
You...
Reminded me of father, actually, Captain True. Ruthless. Given to violent whim. You'd have got on like a church on fire.
You mean house on fire?
If you say so.
And you're saying you killed him, this Captain True, single-handedly?
It was quite the bloodbath, I'm sorry to say.
And Yorick?
Yorick assisted me.
In killing all those pirates?
You should see him when his blood is up.
And what did Yorick use to slaughter them with? A banana?
A pineapple.
No man goes to hand.
Some oranges in a basket, couple of lemons.
Used the juice to blind them, did he?
And then I dispatched those vicious pirates, one after the other.
And the citadel?
In ruins and abandoned.
Bravo, brother.
Thank you.
He told you to say that, did he? Captain True. Told you to make yourself look like a hero?
Well, we both know I am already that. Like it or not, in the eyes of the public at least. So you tell your story that you sent the ransom, and in return I'll be sure and tell the world that I burned that citadel down and slaughtered the ruthless pirate Captain True.
There will be an official welcome for you, of course. A gala, I thought.
Galas? Weddings? Elsinore won't know itself. Now, do you agree?
You can have your piratical bloodbath if you like, but you leave all mention of Yorick out of it. Agreed?
As long as I can see him and be reassured of his safety.
Taking a bit of a shine.
Bonded by adventure.
You do love adventure, don't you?
So can I. See him.
When the time is right.
You have no shame at all, do you?
I have nothing to be ashamed of, do you?
I think so, yes. I think I have a lot to be ashamed of, brother.
I'm not getting into all that. And believe it or not, I am pleased to see you.
Well, well, that's good, because I have these.
Oh, they are fine-looking horses, aren't they?
The photographs don't really do them justice.
Well, they look magnificent.
Mr. Crabbe is inordinately proud of them.
Mr. Crabbe?
The owner. A farmer in Sweden, apparently.
What does he want in return for these horses?
What they all want. An introduction to you.
The pleasant fellow. Crabbe.
A tedious arrivist, but sincere enough, I'd say.
When can I see them? These horses. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be perfect.
Well, tomorrow it is, then.
This interview I'm supposed to be giving.
I'm sure you don't need me to help you with any of that. Not after our chat.
No.
Now, hadn't you better be on your way? Wouldn't want to keep your public waiting, would you? Oh, and let's see those apartments properly furnished, shall we?
I'd prefer them empty.
Well, wouldn't we all, but who can resist our Danish design, eh?
So, these rumours of any enmity between yourself and your brother...
are utter nonsense. As I've already said, it's my intention to continue to serve my brother the king in any way that he considers appropriate.
Well, now, it only remains for me, on behalf of all our listeners, to welcome you home to Elsinore, Ambassador Claudius, and to wish you every success in all your future endeavours. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Schroeder. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
And we're off air. Well, I think that went very well, Majesty.
Always a joy, Mr. Schroeder.
May I say that was very impressive, Ambassador. Wasn't it, Major?
Very impressive indeed.
Thank you, Chancellor. Major Olson.
Why, you're a natural, if I may say so, sir.
A natural what?
Sorry?
Communicator. The Ambassador is a natural communicator, as well as a national hero.
Indeed.
Now, are all the arrangements in place for tomorrow, Major Olson?
The King will meet you and your friend, Mr. Crabbe, at the Royal Stables at 3 o'clock.
Very good.
Now, I understand that Lord Anders will be there too, is that right?
That's not an issue, is it?
Not at all. Congratulations again on the interview. All that about defeating the pirate Captain True single-handedly. Spirited stuff, I must say. Very spirited.
When the king arrives, Ulrich, you know what to do when the king arrives.
Bow deeply.
And only speak when spoken to.
And you, my lord?
Well, I will do all I can to engage him in conversation.
As long as I'm afforded some opportunity during that time.
You will have your opportunity, Ulrich.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Ambassador Claudius.
How are you, Lord Anders?
After seeing you, old friend, all the better.
No sign of the king as yet, I don't suppose?
No sign of anyone. Where's Polonius?
Where he should be, at the negotiating table.
And will the king be travelling to the stables alone?
I'd imagine he'll be accompanied by his security.
His security, yes, yes, of course.
Everything all right?
Everything's fine. Absolutely fine.
They are such beautiful animals, aren't they, your horses?
If you would excuse me, Your Highness, I must prepare.
Prepare for what?
I've had a new suit made for this very occasion, and while we have a moment, I thought I would wear it.
In order to impress his Sovereign Majesty?
The Ambassador understands everything.
Well, don't let me delay you.
Thank you, sir. Lord Anders?
Mr. Crabbe.
A little on edge, isn't he, your chum?
Ulrich Crabbe is not my chum, Claudius. Not in any regard. To tell the truth, it leaves a bad taste in the mouth dealing with a person like him.
He claims to treat his Swedish employees properly.
He can claim anything he likes. Doesn't change what he is. An oppressor. Not one jot.
Well, then perhaps you shouldn't have brought your Mr. Crab to his Sovereign Majesty's attention.
Position I found myself in after the... I had to do something.
I was disgusted to hear about what happened at your estate, Anders. Devastated, in fact.
I foolishly believed we might be able to reason with your brother. But then he had Olsen's bully boys lock down the doors and point their guns at us and, well... that was the end of that.
Things are a little out of hand, aren't they?
Not if you were in charge, sir.
What?
Not if you were in charge. Not if you were willing to lead a move against him, your brother.
The last time we had a conversation like this, I got sent to Spain.
You command the respect of the warlords, Claudius. The public love you. The Norwegians obviously respect you.
Was I not clear?
I could get you out, Your Highness. Out of Denmark. I could do it tonight.
And what good would that do except give Hamlet a chance to declare us both traitors and enemies of Denmark?
Yes, but some powerful resistance could be organized around you.
And see Denmark plunged into civil war? Honestly, Anders.
But if something were to happen to the Brimstone boy, something permanent...
Tell me you're not planning on doing anything stupid.
He has to be stopped, your brother. He has to realize that Denmark will not tolerate life under another tyrant. Not again.
Have you completely taken leave of your senses? And I suggest you never publicly or privately insult the king again. Not if you want to stay alive.
You don't think the trousers too puffy, do you?
Not at all, Mr. Olsen. Not at all. They barely billow out at all.
Is it him? Is it the king?
Shush, shush.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Apologies for keeping it.
Major Olsen.
Lord Anders. Ambassador Claudius. And this must be the redoubtable Mr. Ulrich Crab.
A pleasure, Major.
These the horses, are they? Lovely.
I understood the king was going to be joining us this afternoon.
The king's unavailable, unfortunately. But I did wonder if you wouldn't mind accompanying me, Ambassador.
Some effort has been made here, Major.
Yes. Well, the king thought you might ride one of your horses into the gala, Mr. Crab.
Sorry?
Do a display of some sort. Dressage, we thought.
What gala?
The one to celebrate Ambassador Claudius's miraculous return to Elsinore. You do dressage, don't you?
His Sovereign Majesty does me too much honor.
Splendid. Until then. And apologies for any disappointment. They do look magnificent, these horses. Shall we, Ambassador?
Lord Anders, Mr. Crab.
Until we meet again, Ambassador.
A gala, Lord Anders?
A gift horse.
A car like this. I'd like a car like this.
I'm sure that could be arranged, Ambassador.
Something smooth, Major Olsen. Something that said this was the car of an ambassador and a prince of Denmark. One that said that this is a person of standing, of importance. This is a person whose views matter, whose views count for something. That this is the car of a man you do not waste the valuable time of.
I see what you're driving at, Ambassador.
He sets great store by you, doesn't he, the king?
We're here, sir.
Ambassador, if you would.
Flying off somewhere, are we?
Sorry?
The airfield.
Just a very brief demonstration.
Major Olsen.
Ambassador Claudius.
Good afternoon, Uncle.
Going easy on those pastries, I hope.
Well, you know how it is. Once you get a little taste, they're simply irresistible.
Here for Major Olsen's demonstration as well, are we?
Sterling work. Your report first class.
That's appreciated, sir.
Although we felt you were a little harsh in your conclusions.
In my...
What conclusions were these?
You can tell the ambassador if you like, Uncle.
Well, I'm sure these aren't matters to be discussed in the middle of an airfield, Major.
Then if you will permit me, I will.
What?
Uncle here seems to think that you were discovered by the Norwegians in the company of the clown Yorick.
Does he now?
Of course, I immediately dismissed the very suggestion as both offensive and ludicrous, but Uncle here seems very convinced. Said you spoke at length about it.
With respect, that was a private report, sir.
In fact, he doesn't seem to be able to let the Yorick thing go at all, do you?
Major?
And I say that's a very curious way to show a person such as your Royal Highness respect.
Yes, I do.
Guards! If you wouldn't mind.
So this is how it ends, eh? An empty airfield in the back of beyond?
Ends?
Why don't you just get on with it? Believe you me, I'm more than prepared.
The readiness is all, eh?
Major Olsen, sir.
Let's see Uncle here safely home, shall we?
Beg pardon?
Come along, sir, if you wouldn't mind.
Major Olsen?
I did say, let the Yorick thing go.
What's happening here, Major?
Impertinence. We felt he was, very. To you, I mean.
What are they doing?
Silly old uncle. There's a lesson here for us all, I'd wager.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is Elsinore at its most glittering and glamorous. And there, now, yes, I believe I see the king waving from his balcony to the adoring crowd below. Inside the ballroom already are, I know, Chancellor Polonius and his lovely wife Beatrix, Ambassador Claudius and Mrs. Helgeland, the Norwegian delegate. Times they may be challenging, but tonight all thought of any strife is clearly the very last thing on anyone's mind.
They tied him to a plane.
To the back of a plane, which they then flew to 3,000 feet and cut him loose. Cut him. On Major Olsen's specific order. Polonius, are you all right?
Never better.
Let me get you some water.
The king. I must see the king. Update him on the talks.
Ambassador Claudius, at last.
Lady Katya.
Lord Chancellor.
If you'll excuse me.
Not something I said, I hope.
Not at all. Not at all. It's always delightful to see you.
Chancellor. Well, look at you, Claudius. All decked out in your Sunday best. I hope that's a ceremonial sort.
May I say that is a very glamorous gown, Lady Katya?
Well, I couldn't very well turn up in my flying gear, could I?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't be a silly billy. Now, am I right in understanding that there's to be some kind of equestrian display this evening?
That's the rumour.
A farmer from Sweden, I understand. How novel.
Here to do some dressage, I think.
You think?
Yesterday rather passed me by.
What you need is a private secretary.
Applying for the position.
No, but here's someone who will do very well. Lady Beatrix.
Lady Katya.
Lady Beatrix. An honour.
Likewise, Ambassador. Now, do you know anything about this fabled horse that's supposed to appear?
The word is dressage.
Grandfather tells me that he considers Brimstone Boy to be the finest of Mr. Crab's horses.
Oh.
Brimstone Boy? Is Lord Anders here?
Grandfather hasn't arrived.
Hasn't arrived? I think the king expects to see him here.
Well, this is all very mysterious, isn't it?
Would you excuse me?
Well, where do you think you're going?
What I believe is that the Norwegians are prepared to settle for access to the Northern Territories.
And Mrs. Helgeland was satisfied with that?
Open enough to lift the blockade?
Immediately.
I would have thought so.
And no further military action?
If I'm honest, I don't think the Norwegians have any appetite for war.
Mm. Sovereign Majesty.
Claudius, shouldn't you be having a good time or something?
Mr. Crab.
What about him?
This display
will be second to none.
But to ride a horse into a ball.
Very French court of me, don't you think?
Is there a concern, Ambassador?
I believe there may be something very wrong.
With the horse?
With Mr. Crab.
We've lost me.
Oh! Magnificent.
He certainly likes to make an entrance, doesn't he?
He does, doesn't he?
You weren't wrong about that horse, though. Magnificent.
Is that
it? Liberty and justice for Sweden!
Then he said nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing that made you suspect he might be engineering an attempt on the king's life, your grandfather.
No, Major, not in any way.
He gave no indication.
Not to me.
Nothing at all.
No.
My wife obviously knows nothing about this, Major.
If you interrupt again, Chancellor, I may have to ask you respectfully to wait outside.
I beg your pardon.
No, it's all right, my love. I'm quite happy to answer the Major's questions.
But he was here. Was he not? Anders, in this office, you helped him arrange a meeting between himself and the Chancellor here.
He said he wanted to build bridges with the King.
And is that how you would describe tonight's occurrence?
as some sort of a bridge.
Exactly what's going to happen now?
You're both to stay in your apartments for the time being.
And grandfather?
Your grandfather is a traitor both to his rank and his country.
And how will that affect myself and my husband?
Best we don't get ahead of ourselves.
Ahead of ourselves? What's that supposed to mean?
I'll be sure and have my men send up anything you may require.
Katya?
How are you, Your Highness?
Did the King send you?
He thought it best you hear the news from a friendly face.
The news?
That he wants you to leave for Carpathia tonight.
Carpathia? What am I supposed to do in Carpathia, of all places?
You won't be there long. Nobody anticipates anything like that. Communiques have been sent and received.
By you?
By the Danish authorities.
But my brother sent you?
Yes, he did.
Personally?
Personally.
And where's the King now?
In a place of safety. Obviously, its exact location is unknown.
Obviously.
It was also very impressive, Your Highness. Your swift action tonight.
I'd like to get out of this cell, Katya.
Of course you would. You're only here for your own safety. Elsinore's completely locked down. Nobody's getting in or out tonight.
Apart from me, it seems. Who was he, anyway, Crab?
A Swedish agitator. All we know for sure is that the real Ulrik Crab and his family were murdered on his estate in Sweden and his horses stolen.
Dark days, eh?
Dark days indeed. Now, if you're ready, Yorick awaits you.
Yorick?
I was a little taken aback too, but the King thought you might appreciate the company.
That's very thoughtful of him.
You know your brother.
Yes, I do.
Always thinking of others.
And when I get there?
Sorry?
To Carpathia.
Well, that's the exciting part. You are to negotiate for the hand in marriage of the Princess of Carpathia.
I'm to be married to the Princess of Carpathia?
Not you, silly. The King.
You're joking. This is a joke.
No joke. The King thought it high time he was married. Me too.
The Princess of Carpathia is a legend.
Just like you, eh? Now I say we get moving. What do you say?
I say I am the King's to command.
In part two of Elsinore by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, King Hamlet was John Heffernan, Claudius John Light, Polonius Clive Haywood, Anders Neil McCall, and Ulrik Crabb was Adam Fitzgerald. Uncle was played by Ben Crowe, Olson Rupert Holiday Evans, Beatrix Abby Andrews, Katya Isabella Inchbald, Schroeder Philip Brotherton, and the guard was Taylor Kovacevic Ebong. Elsinore is directed by Sasha Yevtushenko and Mark Beebe.
And Elsinore continues at the same time tomorrow.